It's only natural, I suppose, that after Peter recognized Jesus as the Christ, the Son of the living God, he didn't want to hear Jesus prophesy concerning what lay ahead. Peter was terrified by the thought of seeing Jesus suffer, tormented, killed. In the strongest terms, he spoke to Jesus, urging him not to face these things and not to endure the suffering and the death which he prophesied for himself. Jesus, though, replied in the strongest of terms to Peter, rebuking him, telling him that his words were the words of Satan, and that he should remove himself from the very presence of Jesus and stop talking like that. Jesus went on to say that to follow him would mean to share in his sacrifice and to suffer for his sake. And of course, we know that Peter did follow Jesus where he led and that he did sacrifice and suffer. He followed Jesus to Jerusalem despite his fear. He followed Jesus to the Gethsemane, even though he would fall asleep while Jesus was praying. He followed Jesus to the Passion, even though he was shamed by his own betrayal of the Lord. But Peter also was the first to enter the empty tomb and see that Christ was risen. Later, encountering the risen Lord, he would know the personal forgiveness, the love, the grace, and the mercy of God in the deepest and richest ways possible. Yes, taking up your cross and following Jesus involves sacrifice, but it also involves enormous joy and reward. To take up our cross means that we will cherish and cling to his promises. It means that we will follow him where he has called us to be. The Hebrew word ashar is translated in our Bibles as blessing. Translated literally, ashar means that you are in the place where God wants you to be. That is the biblical view of blessing. Peter learned that to be a disciple meant that he would have to travel to those places and to do those things to which God had summoned him. From Peter, you and I learn how it is that taking up our own cross and following Jesus can be the greatest joy, the most profound blessing of all.